Substitute my coke for how great to see you tonight. These guys went and they came from Poland. Anyway, great to be back here. It's such an extraordinary building. And I hear it's not owned by Donald Trump. What are you saying?
It was built for elephants.
I know.
No. But it's Trump. It's Trump. I'll say it, but it's Trump. It's Trump.
Go on then, do your fucking elephant joke. I'm just going to introduce the next song, which is about everybody here that's younger than 73. Yeah, compared to him, I'm just a child. But the kids are alright. That's all matters. Talk about elephants. And I'm trying to talk about Donald Trump owning everything in America. You our first big hit in the USA was in 1967. Do any of you read the Bible? Check out Ecclesiastes. Basically what it says is don't trust anybody old. Anyway, 50 years ago we had this hit with this song, and we're very grateful to the USA for rushing out and buying this record 50 years ago called Odyssey of the Miles. And looking back, I fucking need to. Here we go.
I can see for miles.
So I don't know where everybody travels from to get to Atlantic City. I expect some of you live in the woods and you sort of scrabble your way here through the woods past the rabbits and the bears and the raccoons. Try not to get eaten by ants. But we came by plane. And we had a very easy time getting here. And we know how tough it is for a lot of people out there right now. And we're so pleased that you spend some of your spare cash, your hard-earned cash, coming to see us. We really fucking appreciate it. And, you know, obviously, clearly, we don't really need the money, although these guys in the back may need the money. Roger and I probably don't need the money. But anyway, we really do appreciate it. And it helps us do all kinds of things and help all kinds of people that are close to us and some that are not so close to us. And when I wrote this song, I had no idea. I was 19 years old. I had no fucking idea that when I was 72 years old, I would still be flying it. And you know, it's never been a song about me, or Roger, or any of us. It's always been a song about you. And I hope anybody there that wasn't around when I wrote it in 1964 will recognize that, you know, some of us in this business that have passed away, particularly in the last couple of days. Chester is one, from Linkin Park. My son grew up listening to Linkin Park, and it was really sad to see that he went, but you know, he loved this fucking record, he loved this music, and you know, and I love Linkin Park, I think they're a fucking great band, and this one's for them!
Yeah.
Cause the rock is dead to the green.
Thank you.
Journeys and get lost, find our way back again. This next song's one of my real favourites, partly because I suppose it's about two things. It's about falling in love, but it's also about being, you know, dedicated to trying to find a higher power, something more important than some fucking girl. Oh boy! And this song is from the Who's Next album. It's called Garden.
Let's go. Better.
This next one is one that probably could have been on the Who's Next album. For those of you that have studied the Who and have kind of gone to school and done the Who degree, you'll know this story, but the Who's Next album was based on a thing that I wrote called Lifehouse, which was about, you know, maybe 40 or 50 years ahead, and I foresaw that we would all be living in a very polluted planet, in suits which we were fed food, we had our waste taken away, we were entertained by shit that was produced in studios in Hollywood and various other places, and barons would control the world. And you know, we're not far away from that. About 50% good and 50% rubbish. That's just us. And we revisited this album in 1976. And this song is the most specific song about the network, the grid, the way we all live together today. You know, it is about 50% good and 50% not so good. But this song was an anticipation of everything that we have today in the world, our phones, our smartphones, our computers, Facebook, Twitter, all the rest. It's called Relay!
Steve, but is there any oxygen? We've beaten some, because tonight has been so hot for me, I've been feeling I'm underwater. And I haven't got any gills. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
just a clue.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, you're my only.
got a match all over the world. People are not cheap, they're banners in the fur. People are ready, got something to say. Ain't nobody listening, they ain't going away. So don't get afraid, or don't you get afraid.
Got some wonderful, talented type genius genes. He's my brother, Simon Townsend! And I love that Roger saying he feels like Simon, his brother too. Roger has had two sisters, one died tragically. But Roger often says that Si is like his brother too. I'm happy to share him. In the back there on keyboards and vocals, John Corey. Next to him, our music director, Frank Sines. Over here on keyboards and vocals, Barrett Gold. On bass, relatively us out on this tour for the first time with us in the USA. Love what you're doing, John. This is John Button. And on drums, doing four or five jobs at once. Some of us it is, maybe some of us we come out because we remember who we used to be. But you know, so many faces I see at these concerts I've never seen before. I know that these are Hoot concerts for a lot of you. It's the first time out, you're hearing this music for the first time. You guys we really appreciate, we appreciate all of you. And I'm still writing songs, I still write songs all the time. It's hard to beat those ones I wrote when I was young, and when I was angry, and when I never ever got any sex. But whenever I do write songs, this is the guy I want to sing, and Roger Daltrey!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you so much for coming, supporting us all these years, and the youngsters are here, we're seeing Who for the first time. I hope we come back. But at our age, you just never know. but it's been wonderful. It's a wonderful journey. It's been fantastic. And may you all be as healthy, relatively, as we've been through this whole fucking ride. May you all be as happy, occasionally. And most of all, be lucky. Good night.